Good morning, and welcome again to Raise the Standard. I'm Michael Rapp in studio with my wife, Jean. We're from Brandywine Flags in the Marchwood Shopping Center in Exton. And our guest today is Charles James. Charles is a veteran of Korea, U.S. Army. He served in Korea 1953-1954 and was actually at the Chosin Reservoir. You may remember a program we had on several weeks ago about the Chosin Reservoir. Actually, the Marines were on one side of the reservoir, and Charles was U.S. Army on the other side. Charles is also very active in the Montgomery County Veterans Affairs Department, and he's going to be telling us about all of the benefits and things that we really need to know about the Veterans Affairs Department and using that as a resource. So, Charles, I want to say welcome to the show, and thank you for coming into the studio today.
You're welcome.
The Montgomery County Veterans Affairs Office, I know you had mentioned that you are the chaplain of the Department of the Veterans Affairs. In addition to that, you're part of the staff. What all is your role there, and what does the department provide as far as services to our vets?
All right. First, we have a mission statement to make here, and it states that our mission is to inform and assist veterans and their dependents of the various county, state, and federal benefits program that is furnished to U.S. veterans, all branches of the government, all branches of the military.
Okay, and with that, how do you provide that service?
And what services do you provide?
We have various programs that are set aside. We assist veterans with their health care benefits, disability compensations, dealing with Agent Orange and hearing loss. We even deal with helping to improve vision. Basic homebound aid, attendance, VRAP. I have to give you that information on that particular subject later.
Okay.
Real estate, tax exempt, and others. We have a structure by priority groups. If not service connected, disabled based, or means test. We have various programs such as the 52K married, 50K single income limit, copay. We have $8 monthly prescription programs, $15 primary doctor care, $50 specialists. We have many programs in this area that other insurance and areas supply these, but we have veterans that are not able to achieve these benefits. And we supply them with the information. We even have a group like the DAV. We use we actually take the person and take them to the agency, which is in Philadelphia. We pick the person up. We take them there. We have officers that we are tied into to help them and guide them through this program, how they can be serviced.
Oh, so you provide transportation to vets that perhaps couldn't get there otherwise.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. We have so many programs in this. We have programs, chronic B, cell leukemia. We have programs for diabetics, heart disease, multiple myeloma, and Hodgkin, and many, many others that veterans are not aware that these services are available.
Are those for situations that are from Agent Orange?
Some of the situations are from Agent Orange. Of course, we don't know. We talk about it, that we are wondering why veterans coming out are not informed as the that they could have the possibility they could have these problems. No one ever tell them, and of course, this is the kind of program, if you talk with us, if you listen to us, we can tell you where to go to find out about these programs. There's another thing here we do, and all of the veterans that are in the Montgomery County area, you can go to the One Montgomery Plaza, and there is a Nancy J. Becker, the Montgomery County Recorder of Deeds, will take your give you a WD-214. She will also get a picture of you to put on a card. You will get a card, and you will get five copies of your WD-14, which you will have original so that you can have them and give them out. This card provides you with going to some of the local merchants and getting percentages of discounts on items that you might purchase, such as Home Depot. I don't have the list before me, but it does give you that availability to getting those services with discounts.
Yeah, we've had her on the show before, Charles.
And Nancy Becker.
Yes, we have, and there are over 400 businesses that are available, and that's the Montgomery County Recorder of Deeds.
Yes.
But then all persons, whatever county, just go to your local Recorder of Deeds office, whether it be Philadelphia County or Delaware County, Chester County, what have you.
And Brandywine Flags is one of those vendors on the Montgomery County card.
Right. Well, on all the cards, actually. Right. But as far as the Montgomery County Veterans Affairs Office, I'm assuming that every county has a Veterans Affairs Office, not just Montgomery County?
I am assuming that to be correct.
Okay, now how does someone get in contact with the Montgomery County Department of Veterans Affairs? And how do they qualify for that? It's just the fact that they're a veteran, they
yes.
are now part
yes.
of the program. Okay, and then with that having been said, how do we then identify them?
What is the process?
Yes.
All right. Number one, in the back of your telephone directory, there's a list of agencies and areas that you can contact. One you will see will be called Veteran Affairs. Get in touch with Veteran Affairs, and they will point you to the agency, location, telephone number, and such that you can get.
So with this, it's information that's available, and they also have services as far as the transportation. And
yes.
They have people there that will guide you through the red tape and the maze of computer navigation, if you will. Because so often now we find that with especially World War II vets and Korean vets getting into their elderly years and never being familiar with computers in the process of growing up, it's very, very difficult to navigate that. So there are people there that will help them do that? Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, there is someone there. These the group that I'm in, mainly one of the two, DAV, Disabled American Veterans, we pride ourselves in contacting, once we find out a person, a veteran that needs the service, we contact them. We put them in contact with the hospital and the agency in Philadelphia. Then we get them to make an arrangement for an appointment, and then we assist them. We will pick them up, and then we will take them to Wissahickon to the affairs building there where we get them registered. We also know that there are agents there that will hear the case of the person that is involved and direct you to the right direction. It may mean that you have to come back and get in touch with your primary physician. Now, if you don't have a primary physician, then they send you to the Veterans Hospital there in Philadelphia, and they get you through that section and get you set up so that you can start processing the availability of services that is needed.
So with that, they will help you identify what services are available.
Yes.
You can tell them what your need is, and they will then direct you to the right department or to the right individual.
Yes.
To help you with that.
Yes.
Perfect.
They will follow you through with the program. Not only that, if you have to repeat this, you have to go back and back and back. We are there to assist you in getting the service that you need.
So how long have you been involved with this, Charles?
I have been with the DAV and the other units that's attached to that. I first came in with the Honor Guard. Someone knew me and knew that I was a veteran. And they asked me to take a look, and they invited me to come to see what was going on. I will talk with you more about the Honor Guards. That's one of the pride units of this group that I am interested in and work hard with. And then through that, the American Legion and all the other units, there is a cluster here, and all of us are tied in some way.
So when you say a cluster, you mean a cluster of
unit.
Of available
services
that
service units.
Perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with that, the how many veterans do you actually serve in the course of a period of time, whether it be a month or a year or whatever? Are there a lot of veterans that are taking advantage of this, or is this kind of the best-known secret of Montgomery County?
You asked the question earlier, and I'm sorry I didn't answer your question. How maybe I got involved with them, or what do we mm-hmm. really do. Mm-hmm. As I said, I came in through one of the units called the Honor Guards. The Honor Guards is a unit that, by request of a family, here's something else people don't know. Every military funeral, there is the option of the family making certain requests. One of them is that there is a flag, an American flag, that is available. You can also find out how burial materials such as caskets and urns and such. You can get all this information. I have seen certain companies will give 85% discount for caskets and urns and such things that people may desire to have. The person also who has lost a loved one can have the active military to come out and do a service at the graveside or the funeral chapel or the church. I've seen it done in all of these areas by folding the flag. There is a presentation of the flag. The Honor Guards that we use, they fire the rifles at the graveside, and then there is the blowing of the taps. We do all of that, no charge, but at the request of the family. It's not automatic. If the family does not request it, we don't do it. The family has to talk to the funeral director and also get in touch with our group, which would be the Honor Guard, or the DAV, or the 349. If you get in touch with any of those groups, we are willing to do this.
You had mentioned the discounts of caskets and materials that would be required for internment. An 85% discount.
Yes.
Now, is the funeral director going to offer up an 85% discount?
That's one of the problems. The funeral directors, they don't talk that because it cuts into their income. And that's one of we have found out lately. I hope I'm not saying something that would anger anyone, but we're wondering why more veterans are not being able to have a funeral at a lesser cost due to the fact that if you... the undertaker or the burial directors, they don't suggest those things. A veteran have to tell you, and you can go online and go into Veterans Affairs and choose the section about funerals. And once you go into that section, if you get on the internet and go into that section, they will show you where And then you'll have to follow through with the veterans and the Veterans Affairs to make the connection.
Okay, so what we need to do now is outline where do our veterans go to find this information. Are they going to the Department of Veterans Affairs?
Yes.
Okay, so with that, do we have a website available at this point? Is that the...
I know 349, if you go on the internet, Vietnam veterans or Korean veterans, and pull this up, it's a column on the side, on the left side, and if you punch into that and get onto funerals, this will give you the information there. From that, then you have to follow through with whoever the Veteran Affairs are and find out what your capabilities are or availability, what you are available to. Mm-hmm. And from there, then you talk with your funeral director.
Okay, so that if, in fact, we have a veteran that does not have a computer, is not tied into the internet, where does that person go to get the information?
Oh, boy. Let's see. You can go on to, we have an email here, DAV chapter 25 at hotmail.com.
But you also have a phone number there too as well, don't you?
Yes. That phone number is 267-767-9975. The gentleman who handled that for us, his name is Buck Apel.
And this is the Disabled American Veterans Chapter 25.
Yes.
This is their information.
Yes.
So that with that, we need to have our listening audience get engaged in these different available resources, because it's crazy that these services are available, but no one takes advantage of them because no one knows about them.
Yeah, there are so many things available to veterans that they aren't aware of. And that's one of the things that we try to do on this program, is to get people here who do help veterans and help you find out how to contact them so that they can walk you through these things and get you the benefits that you are entitled to, that you've earned and you certainly deserve.
Certainly.
Yes. This is so frustrating when I hear things like this, that there's a service available, but no one offers it. A funeral director would not offer it because that would affect his bottom line. So what we need to do is have our veterans in the listening audience or families of veterans become aware of this and research this in advance.
So even if you're not a veteran, if you know veterans in your family or your friends or your neighbors, coworkers, whatever, pass this information on to them, because it's very, very important. They're entitled to these things, and many of them are in desperate need of these benefits and don't know where to get them or don't even know that they're available.
Certainly. Every veteran is entitled to an American flag at burial. Even if there's no other ceremonies or anything going on, it does not cost the director anything. The flags are... The director picks it up at the post office. It doesn't cost him anything. It cost him a trip to go to the post office and get the flag. So I don't know why they're not telling veterans. They're not informing. I know of a few that inform, and we have seen those directors over and over. But the average one, whether they know this or not, then we have to find a way to get this information to the funeral directors and telling them that they are responsible as a business to let the loved ones of that person know.
This information, would it also be available through an American Legion or
yes.
a VFW?
Yes.
Marine Corps League.
Yes, all of these units really should have this information and push this information. Push it.
Yeah,
inform people.
Information is power. Mm-hmm. And the more information you have, the more power you have. And if you don't have the information, you're totally powerless. And we're trying to provide the information so that you become engaged in these things that are available. The Disabled American Veterans, I know that Chapter 25 that you're involved with has helped help veterans navigate through the red tape of the Veterans Administration in order to receive the benefits that they deserved. Tell us some of the things that that you've done with that.
One of the things we have done, we have supplied veterans with the assistance of some mobile-type vehicle, such as we took a veteran from one of the hospitals. We had a cycle, a three-wheel cycle made up for him, adjusted to his way of operating. This veteran was a double amputee, and we had that vehicle made up so that he could use that vehicle to get around. We also do things like we build a ramp, like some widow of a veteran need for herself. She has come into bad health. She needs means of getting in and out. We have built ramps for handicapped widows, for handicapped veterans. We've been active in acquiring even scooters for veterans. I talked about the cycle. We also have rebuilt and fitted wheelchairs for veterans with difficult handicaps. We have we've been involved in parades for various holidays when some of the widows or such would ask us, would we be in a parade? We have taken that. We have had races. We have a 5K race that we have those about two or three times a year that we have participated in those. And all of the funds that we get from these events, we use that money to work it back into the operation of helping, if not families, to help to build on what we're trying to do.
So this the services are not limited to the veteran. We're also engaging the widows of veterans.
Yes.
Or widowers of veterans, so that it goes beyond the veteran themselves, but to the spouse and to the family members, that you would provide services and assistance in that particular venue also.
Here's another project that we involve in Memorial Day at the cemeteries. Whether you know this or not, we work with the younger veterans as coming out of the new wars, the wars that has been that we've been involved in the past 10 or 20 years, Desert Storm and Iraq and all this. There's a lot of young veterans that is now at the community college at Muncco. We call it 202U. Mm-hmm. So we try to meet with them. That younger group of veterans, seemingly one of the things that we don't have a good a connection. We're working on it, but we do have a service where we do try to work with them. We also have a Christmas party that comes up every Christmas. We give toys away. We have a meal that's involving the veterans, their wives, their widows, whatever. And we do give these toys away. We also give away other products, too.
So this is more than just a service. This is also an involvement of some fun things, too. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back on the other side and continue the conversation.
Psst. Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your Recorder of Deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the Recorder of Deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact their Recorder of Deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Welcome back to Raise the Standard. I'm Michael Rapp in studio with my wife, Jean. We're from Brandywine Flags in the Marchwood Shopping Center in Exton. And our guest today is Charles James, U.S. Army veteran of Korea. And we were talking about all the different programs that are available for veterans and the different benefits that so few veterans take advantage of. It's almost disappointing. So we're trying to bring that to everyone's attention. And Charles, at the close of the last segment during the break, we were talking about the GI Bill. And is this something that most veterans take advantage of or not really?
It is not taken advantage of by most of the veterans, some of the veterans. Dating back even from World War II, many of the veterans have finished their education and have gone on to be successful by using what is called a GI Bill to enroll in school. This is paid for by our government, and it is available. One may look into this program by seeking to call on the Veterans Affairs when you can get this information, by contacting the Veterans Affairs.
And what is available through the GI Bill? What is the benefit of that?
The benefit is to give you a complete education when choosing to use this system, you could finish your education where it might have been interrupted. You can go back to school and finish your education. There are many, I don't know of any limitations, but one has to go to call the Veteran Affairs and find out where you are and find out what you can do. But I do know this service is available.
Okay, so we need to encourage everyone to seek out the advantages of the GI Bill as far as continuing or even beginning their education. And also understand that there's a scholarship program available.
We do have a scholarship program with the DAV that is available to relatives of veterans that is in our organization. You must be a participating veteran in order to be eligible for your relative to be eligible for the services.
What's the definition of a participating veteran?
If you're on our roll, and if you have been participating in events, our meetings, and various things throughout the year, we consider you a member of our organization.
So we need to have veterans,
yes,
come to your meetings,
yes,
become part of the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans Chapter 25.
Yes.
Phone number is 267,
yes,
767-9975.
Correct.
Your meetings are the first Thursday of every month. And where are those meetings held?
At the Township Building in Skipack. At the Skipack Township Building. And the meeting starts at 7 p.m.
So we need to have veterans become engaged in organizations such as this.
To help their fellow veterans.
Yeah. Right. They're just, well, you're helping fellow veterans, but you're also helping yourself. You're helping your family. You're helping members of your family, whether it be through scholarships that are available. So, again, please, we ask the listening audience, become engaged in these things. These are opportunities for you to help yourself, and these are resources. Please take advantage of these resources. This is something that you've earned through your service to our country, having worn the uniform. So we just encourage you to do this. I know one of the other things that we had talked about was Operation History Book. Tell us a little bit about Operation History Book and what that is.
A very important involvement here. We meet at various high schools. We have gone as far as Voorhees, New Jersey. We have an open program. Our veterans talk with some of the students. We answer questions. We don't make suggestions, but we answer questions. For instance, if a student is thinking about going into the military, they may have some ideas, and they want to verify what they're thinking, so they ask us questions. And we give them the information. We have all kind of pamphlets and much information that we can give them to further their interests. We do this once a year. Usually it's in the summertime that we do this because the students are out. It's usually given that the students are out in the open outside of school and on the property of the school. And it has been very successful.
But with that, you also tell the stories of the individual and the service of that individual, do you not?
Yes, we do. We each veteran that converse with some student, it is basically what his or what their experience is that they share with that student.
We have found we have Brandywine Flags in Marchwood, as I mentioned, and a significant number of our customers are either in the military or are veterans. And if you're a veteran, you come into our store, we say thank you for your service. And if you're a non-vet, we say thank you for your service and welcome home. And we always ask, what did you do? When did you serve? What unit were you with? And so often, these men and women will tell us things and then look and say, you know, I never told that to anyone before. And as a result of that, actually, Gene has written a book. We have 28 contributors of the book that are sharing their stories, World War II, both Korea, or World War II, European and Pacific Theater, Korea, Vietnam, and the Gulf War. And we encourage you to tell your story. We found that to a person, these men and women have said, you know, this has brought some closure to me. I've never told this to anyone before, but I feel better having aired some of this. And we would just ask you to do that. So often we find that a veteran will pass and no one in the family knows anything about their service until they go into the attic and they open the trunk and they find the uniform and they find medals and they find newspaper articles and letters and commendations and so forth. And all of a sudden, that's all that's known. And it was only known after the fact. That we encourage you to share these stories. And Charles, I'm going to ask you, put you on the spot a little bit here, and ask you to share your story with us. When and how did you become involved in the military?
Well, some years ago, it was that every male that reached age of 18 had to register at a local board for the draft. And I thought nothing of it. I did that and paid no attention to it. After all, when I graduated from high school, and I did not decide to go to college right away. I decided to go into the work field. And by the time I got to be 20 years old, I got a letter to come and take an examination. Mm-hmm. And it really shocked me, and I, in a sense, but I didn't pay that much attention. Took the physical and everything, and I passed the physical. It was... You know, later on, in 1953, I received a letter saying that your Uncle Sam, they call the government, mm-hmm. wish you to join him in fighting for your country. And it happened from that point. 1953, I was drafted into the military. I believe it was January 21st, 1953. I don't want to get you into details and everything here, but it's quite an experience for a 20-year-old person. You're not thinking, you're an adult, but you're not thinking that way. And, of course, it was almost like a rush. They take you to the induction center and from the center to the receiving center, from the receiving center to a training center, and next thing you know, you're with a weapon in your hand, learning to use a weapon. And from there, you get a brief vacation, and the next thing happened, my orders was to be shipped to what is called FECOM. FECOM means Far East Command. That meant going toward Japan and Korea. And the action was in Korea, and that's why I found myself in Korea, and the war was going on, and you're in combat, and you have to do what you're told. And, I was fortunate enough that the combat wasn't very long at that point. The ceasefire order came down, only ceasefire, not cease war. And so we had a brief period of relaxing and thinking and such. But I stayed in Korea for 14 and a half months. And I can tell you the winters in the area that I was in is awfully cold, very cold. I'd never been exposed to weather that with a temperature of that nature for a period of time. And then, of course, after 14 months, I came back home. And after that, on November 9th, I became a veteran. I was discharged from the military.
You were at the Chosin Reservoir, right?
Yes, I was. The area where I was at was Chosin Reservoir. That was the last place where a front was put up there to face the enemy. And, of course, I have pictures where I can see what they were doing, and that's where we stayed for that time.
And what did you do in the Army?
When I was in the military, I was trained to be I was trained in communications by wire. There are two ways of communication, telephone and wire. I was trained to be in the area of wire, laying telephone lines maintaining switchboards and such. That's what I did.
So the Chosen Reservoir, we had a program on that. Hank Dietering, a retired Lieutenant Colonel Marines, gave a whole synopsis of the Chosen Reservoir. And I know that the Marines were on one side of the reservoir and the Army was on the other. And you were Army, so you were on the opposite side from the Marines. And it was a significant engagement, I know.
Oh, yes.
And I know that you're not telling us the whole story, but... No. That's for another day and another venue, perhaps. But we certainly do thank you so very much for that service. With all of that, we would ask all persons to think about their military service and share some of those things. Even as difficult as it may be, it does bring some closure to a lot of the things that are perhaps in the background.
And it keeps your family from finding out about it after you're dead, and they can't answer you any questions or anything about it. So.
Right. So there is no story then. There's just reading little history clips that they may have.
That is right.
That's true.
Yes.
So with all of the things that we've talked about with the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of or the Disabled American Veterans, what else is there that you would like to bring to the attention?
I would like the other part of this program is the Vietnam Veterans Chapter 349 that also meet once a month on Belvoir Road at the armory there. There's an armory on Belvoir Road in Plymouth. There is a meeting there. I think that meeting is on the second Thursday of the month. And they would be glad. Now, see, I can't join that group because I'm not of that Vietnam era. I'm of another era. But we do have these. But the other area here, regardless of what war you were in, the DAV, you can join that area.
And that's the Disabled American Veterans.
Yes, yes.
Because, again, there are just so many benefits that are available to you that you've earned. Mm-hmm. We ask that, please, you become involved in these things so that you can take advantage of these things.
And there's no charge for joining any of these groups at all. We have various activities that bring in money, of course. I told you about the 5K races and things of that nature. But there are others, the golf tournament and things of that nature. And we have various ways. We have contributions, too. There are many people that make a checkout. When we go to these graveside affairs, we've had people to give us checks in very large amounts of money, appreciating the service that someone cares.
A lot of people, I think they don't realize, they think that those U.S. flags just show up in the cemeteries on the veterans' graves, but they don't. A lot of different veteran service groups work really hard, and every year they take care of that. The counties, I believe, provide the flags, and then the service groups, such as yours, place them on the graves in the cemeteries for veterans.
Yes.
I understand also that you have a golf outing that's coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Very well. The golf outing we have is the one that brings the largest amount of money through using the facilities and such. It has been very successful. This is our third annual that we have done this. And it's at the Rivercrest Golf and Country Club, Route 29 in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. We have 18 holes, and we furnish with a cart. We do have a luncheon after that, during that time. And then we have a dinner engagement after this. We have cars, depending if you score or where you score. There are various automobile agencies that present us with cars that could be won. And there's a lots of fun and a lot of great prizes, door prizes and such given away. And we just have a grand time. We have I don't know the number. I can't give you a number of what our participating number would be, but we have had it successful, and we have had a grand time. We've met friends. Of course, people come in to golf with us, sometimes people that we don't know, maybe members of some of the other people. But it has been successful, And we ask you to take note and possibly be a part of it.
And what is the date of that again, please?
That date this year comes the, what is the, it's the Tuesday immediately after Labor Day.
So that would be September the 8th.
Yes.
And how do they sign up for that? Is there a phone number or a website there or anything?
This website that we, if you want any information, the one that we gave you here, the telephone number is 267-767-9975. And, of course, we have an email where you can go on davchapter25@hotmail.com.
That's davchapter, the number 2, the number 5, at hotmail.com. So just email and ask to get the information or to be put onto the list and to register. And it'll be for a great cause. You might win a really nice prize. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of information that's available at that point that would be helpful to you, with that having been said.
And you can be on our email if you so desire. You can tell the person that you would like to be forward with the information and dates.
Wonderful. We also have another little commercial that we'd like to air with you, and that is that there's another golf outing that's available. Gene, tell us about that.
Yes. The Chester County Marine Corps League, which is in Downingtown, is having a golf outing. It is in memory of Brandon Hardy. Brandon's mother was on our show several months ago, Jill Hardy, and she talked about Brandon and about being a Gold Star mother. Brandon was killed in, Iraq.
He was killed in Iraq. It was
2006.
It was April 28th of 2006 that he lost his life.
And this is in his memory, this golf outing. And it is on September 21st. It's at the Whitford Hills Country Club, which is on Whitford Hills Road in Downingtown. And if you would like to go to that, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it goes, there's continental breakfast, then the tournament, and a buffet dinner, and then evening activities. And it's a wonderful function. It really is fun. And if you are interested in finding out about that, you can call Bob Campana. And his number is 610-363-7174. That's 610-363-7174. Or you can go to Chester County Marines at Verizon.net and ask for information there to get for tickets and so forth and so on. And it's a great organization, and it's a great cause. Brandon Hardy Foundation, they do a tremendous amount of good in the veteran community. So keep that in mind to go to that function. If you're a golfer, if you're not a golfer, you can go at 3:30 and just go for the buffet dinner and the evening events, which is what we do because we don't play golf.
Nothing with a round ball, you know. That little ball that you chase around is kind of crazy. But Charles, you had some comments.
Yes, I forgot to give you some other information about the one at the Rivercrest, the golf outing. There is what we call a ball drop. You pay for so many balls, and when this event takes place, there's a basket full of golf balls. We have a Huey helicopter from the Vietnam area. Mm-hmm. Take the balls up in the helicopter, and they have a place marked on the ground, and they just dump the basket. And the number or that the person have or their name, whoever get the closest to the center, is the winner of the prize.
Wow, I guess that's kind of an exciting thing.
It is.
Incoming.
Yes.
With my luck, I'd end up having one of the golf balls hit me on the head or something.
We have a lot of fun. It's a day full of fun.
That's really great. So we want to thank you so much for being here, Charles, and we thank you for your service. We feel that this is an important message that has to be brought to the attention of our veterans. And for our listeners that have been with us over the past number of months, this is not a program that we're looking to entertain you. We're looking to bring information because there's so much available as far as assistance, and there's such a need, but it's so difficult to disseminate that.
And the important thing is that veterans are entitled to these benefits and assistance, and they have earned them, and they deserve them. And one of the things that Raise the Standard tries to do is we try to disseminate information to the veteran community as to what your benefits and assistance opportunities are, because I don't know why, but the government doesn't do a very good job of disseminating this information and getting it out to the veterans. There's so many veterans that have no idea what's available to them, and so many of them that need help, and it's there, and they don't get it because they don't know about it.
The other thing is that as all government programs, they seem to be so confusing to navigate through these programs.
Very.
And that is so frustrating, because we look at our World War II veterans right now. I mean, you're 88, 89 and above, yes, in that age category. And then we're not that far behind with Korea, and Vietnam is eking into that also. This generation that we're speaking of here, they're not computer savvy. They're not familiar with the internet and all of these things.
And social media.
And
yes,
all of the stuff that's going on. So that not only is it confusing, it's now been almost made impossible for people to deal with it, because if you don't have a computer or you're not familiar with the computer programming, it makes it so difficult. So if you need help for any of these things, please go to your American Legion, go to your local VFW, go to your other groups, the Department of Veterans Affairs. Contact Nancy Becker over at the Recorder of Deeds office in Montgomery County, or any other Recorder of Deeds, that there are things that are available that you can get this.
I'd like to also say that don't forget that you don't have to go to the veterans or the VA or anything yourself. There are so many of these groups, such as this one that we've been talking about today, that have veterans that will be advocates for you and walk you through these things and provide transportation for you to get to the places that you have to go to fill out forms and so forth and so on. So your fellow veterans are out there and they want to help you, so please let them.
Yes, that you have a companion here and an advocate for your cause. So we thank you again for listening. We welcome you to come and visit us at Brandywine Flags. Whether you stop at our website, which is www.brandywineflags.com, come into our store in the Marchwood Shopping Center. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. We offer a 20% discount to all veterans, all military. And if you mention WFYL, we'd be more than happy to have you come in and participate and offer that discount to you. Even if you're not a veteran and you mentioned WFYL, we will offer that discount of 20% to you. Flags, flagpoles, accessories, all the different things that that you need for showing your support for the veterans and for our community and for the American flag.
Raise your standard.
We'll see you next week.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
1, 2, 3. Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge, and Philadelphia.